Jamie Dirks will now present Kids Corner.
Morning. How are you guys? That good? Okay, good. Well, you know what? I know that most of you know that I teach music, but I love kids' books. I love reading. And so I thought I would read a great story today, and then we're going to talk about a little bit about another book that I like to read, okay? But this is The Acorn That God Forgot. Okay? Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a very small acorn who lived at the top of a tall oak tree. He was so close to the sky that he could talk to the big, fluffy clouds. "Good morning," he said one day as the clouds sailed through the sky. "Where are you going?"
"We are going off into the west to take some rain to the farmers over there. God sent us on this special errand so that the crops could grow."
"Have a good trip," called the little acorn. He bounced on his branch in the oak tree as the wind blew the clouds away. Little Acorn liked to look up into the blue sky when the clouds were not around. He liked to look way, way down at the ground so far below him and see the green grass and the little squirrels playing around the tree. He liked to look at all the other acorns. And he liked to think about God who had made them all. "God knows all about me," he said to himself. "He put me here in this tree and gave me all these things to see. He knows just where I am and just what I like. I'm so glad that God cares about me." One day, the clouds were not as white as they were on bright, sunshiny days. They were dark gray, and the wind was blowing them so fast that it made the big oak tree bend sideways. Little Acorn held onto a branch tightly and called, "Where are you going in such a hurry, clouds? And why are you so dark and gray?"
"We are going to make a storm," called the clouds, "because the earth needs lots and lots of rain today.
There will be thunder and lightning, too. But don't you worry, little acorn. God is sending the storm, and he knows all about you. He'll take care of you." "Goodbye, clouds," he started to say, but just then a big drop of rainwater fell right on his head. Little Acorn covered up with a leaf and got ready to watch the storm. The wind got stronger and stronger, and the rain fell faster and faster. The lightning flashed in the sky, making everything as bright as sunshine. "I'm glad God knows where I am," thought Little Acorn, "and I'm glad he takes care of me." Then Little Acorn felt a strange thing happen. His little cap that held onto the branch broke loose, and he was falling. Down and down he fell until he landed on the ground with a plop in the mud. "God must have forgotten about me," he thought sadly. "Now what will happen?" At last the sun came out and the world began to dry off. Everything was fresh and green from the rain. Little Acorn lay on the ground feeling very sorry for himself. Then he felt himself being lifted up into the air. A squirrel had picked up the acorn in his furry paws and was carrying him away. "Wait, wait," cried Little Acorn. "Put me down. What are you going to do with me?" But the squirrel didn't hear. He was much too busy putting away food for the winter. He buried Little Acorn in the ground and went away and forgot all about him. Little Acorn was so very sad. First, God had let him fall from the tree, and now he was buried in the ground where he couldn't see the sky or the grass or any of his acorn friends. Little Acorn cried and cried. God had forgotten all about him. He was sure of that. He cried so hard that he finally cried himself to sleep. Little Acorn slept for a very long time. He slept all summer and all through the fall. He slept all winter when the snow lay on the ground above him. Then in the spring he woke up. He felt so different. Why, he wanted to stretch and stretch and stretch. He stretched until he felt like he would break in two. And suddenly, one little arm stretched right out of the ground. Little Acorn was so surprised. "What's happening?" he wondered. He wiggled the arm around in the air and felt the warm spring sunshine. He kept on stretching and growing until the arm became bigger and grew branches and leaves. Little Acorn had turned into an oak tree, just like the one he had grown on so long ago. What a surprise for Little Acorn. Why, God hadn't forgotten him at all. But God had something planned that little Acorn didn't know about. And what a good plan it was. The oak tree grew and grew until it was large enough to grow other little acorns. It stretched its branches up into the sky and waved at the clouds as they went sailing overhead. And when the clouds brought rain, the oak tree covered the little acorns with his leaves and told them, "Don't be afraid. God will take care of you. And even if you think he has forgotten you, he really hasn't. He always knows just where you are and what is best for you." Isn't that a neat story? And you know the other favorite book that I have? It's our Bible. And in our Bible, it says that God knew you before you were even born, and he knows what you're going to say before you even say it. And most importantly, he loves you and has a plan for you. So sometimes when you're going through school or you're at home and you think that God has forgotten about you or that he doesn't even love you anymore, I want you to remember, here's a picture of Acorn, remember our little Acorn friend and how he said that God does have a plan for you and he loves you, okay? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for loving us and for having a plan for us. And in those moments when we forget about those things, just remind us, God, that you do love us and you have some awesome and wonderful plans for our lives. And let us always remember that. In your name we pray. Amen.
Our song of praise is "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love." The children are invited to collect change for missions during this hymn. And by the way, it's all right to rock and roll in church.